This is 89.1 WEMU and a good Thursday to you. I'm David Fair, and it is at this time each week we talk all things movies. It is Cinema Chat, and Nick Aldering from Marquee Arts is here to fill us in on all that is available to you, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Dave.
First time we've seen each other in the new year. A lot to look forward to, at least in the world of cinema this coming year.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I'm very excited for some things down the pike in this year, for sure.
And more immediately, I'm really excited for a movie that is opening tomorrow in Ann Arbor called Is This Thing On?
Yes, this is opening tomorrow at the State Theater and in multiplexes everywhere. Is This Thing On? It's about as their marriage quietly unravels, Alex, played by Will Arnett, faces middle age and an impending divorce, seeking new purpose in the New York comedy scene, while Tess, played by Laura Dern, confronts the sacrifices she made for their family, forcing them to navigate co-parenting, identity, and whether love can take a new form. And this is from writer, director, and also starring Bradley Cooper, with Andra Day also in the cast, Amy Sedaris, and Kieran Hinds.
Obviously a great cast. Will Arnett, mostly known for comedy, and there is certainly elements of comedy in this movie.
Yeah, of course.
But it's also a kind of dramatic turn for him
that,
by all accounts, is exceptional.
Yeah, and you know, Bradley Cooper has made, he made The Star Is Born and Maestro, and this seems like kind of a departure for him. I think those previous films are very bold and big, and this one feels a little bit smaller, a little more personal, a little more intimate. Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to that. It is definitely on my must-see list, and one that I had not considered, but probably should based on what I'm being told about it, is Father, Mother, Sister, Brother.
Yes, this opens tomorrow at the State Theater. This is the latest from writer-director Jim Jarmusch. And the film is constructed in the form of a triptych. So it has three stories, all concern the relationships between adult children, their somewhat distant parents, and each other. And each of the three chapters takes place in the present and each in a different country. And this stars Adam Driver, Cate Blanchett, Mayim Bialik, Vicky Kripes, and Tom Waits. Tom Waits has worked with Jim Jarmusch quite a bit. And Jim Jarmusch isn't the one that, you know, he doesn't have a movie every couple years. He really kind of takes his time with films. I'm very, very looking forward
to
this
one. Tom Waits has turned out to be a pretty decent actor, but it's not necessarily a name I would have listed after Adam Driver and Cate Blanchett.
Yeah.
You know? So I guess it sounds like a fascinating story and or series of stories, and I kind of like to see that.
Yeah,
we have one opening at the multiplexes this week as well. If you've been paying attention to the news, President Trump has his eyes on Greenland, and that is an extraordinarily serious story that you're following along on NPR, and we're going to be keeping a close eye on. But Greenland is also in the world of film for entertainment purposes this week.
Yeah, this is a very different story. Greenland Migration opens in multiplexes tomorrow, starring Gerard Butler. It's set 5 years after Earth was devastated by a rogue comet. The Garrett family ekes out survival in Greenland's underground bunker. Knowing this life is unsustainable in the long run, the family makes the decision to head out for the one place that could... the impact crater in France. A perilous journey awaits as they face radiation storms, lingering space debris, and more.
You know, this Gerard Butler for a time was the hot guy in Hollywood, and it seems some of the choices he's made of late, perhaps by demand or need, who knows, have been somewhat lesser than.
Yeah, he's definitely an action star still. This one, kind of falls in that vein. Don't really know what else to say about it.
Exactly right. But it is an option for you, and if you're a fan of Gerard Butler, as many are, then it might be right up your alley.
Yeah.
Late Night Classic series is continuing at the Michigan Theater.
Yeah, and throughout January, the theme of our late nights is buddy comedies. And so we have Midnight Run playing
which is a really
tonight,
good one.
Which is a very, very good buddy comedy that is playing tonight at 8 o'clock at the Michigan. It's about a bounty hunter who pursues a mafia accountant who is also being chased by a rival bounty hunter, the FBI, and his old mob boss after jumping bail. And this stars Robert De Niro and Charles Grodin.
And for a mafia accountant, Charles Grodin has a really good sense of humor.
yeah. They're both essentially playing versions of themselves.
And it works out really well. I think I remember back then thinking, I don't know if I'm going to like this, and ended up loving it.
Oh, for sure, yeah. And then tomorrow, we're showing Hot Fuzz, the 2007 Edgar Wright film. That'll be tomorrow at 9:30 at the Michigan. It's about an overachieving London police sergeant who is transferred to a village where the easygoing officers object to his fervor for regulations and all, while a string of grisly murders strikes the town. And this stars Simon Pegg and Nick Frost.
Simon Pegg, usually comedy. This is a comedy.
Oh, this
I
is yeah. This is a very much a comedy. It's absurd and ridiculous at times, but it's such a fun film to see.
I missed that one the first time around. So here's another opportunity as part of the Late Night Classic series. You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Nick Alderink. And what is coming up in the Korean Cinema Now series, which has been doing quite well.
Yeah, this is one that comes back every year. We've been doing this for a long time, 8 to 10 years or so. And we're starting off the new series on Saturday, January 10th at 1 o'clock at the State with a film called House of Seasons. This is a film that came out in 2023. The screen will be free and open to the public and presented with the University of Michigan Nam Center for Korean Studies. The film follows the three-generation tofu-making Kim family in a picturesque rural town in southeastern Korea where their bond, much like tofu, is strong enough to hold its shape, yet fragile and easily broken. So a family drama comedy to start the series off.
Weird putting tofu in there in that context.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, sounds like a fascinating story. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Family Friendly film series, what's going on with that one?
Yes, we have Lilo and Stitch, the original 2002 animated film. That'll be this Sunday, January 11th at 11 a.m., also free and open to the public. A young and parentless girl adopts a, quote, dog from the local pound, completely aware that it's a dangerous scientific experiment that's taken refuge on Earth and is now hiding from its creator and those who see it as a menace.
Lilo and Stitch, that started off as a TV cartoon, right?
I believe it was a movie and then a cartoon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then a live-action remake of it came out last year.
Did not see any of that, but I do know that even people of my age who...
Oh, yeah.
Fell in love with it.
Oh, definitely. It's one of those films that's great for kids, great for adults. I mean, it's an ending of the film, much like E.T., where it's kind of a tearjerker at the end.
And if Lilo and Stitch is in your primary milieu, then perhaps you will also like Shakespeare?
Oh, absolutely. our art house revival series this month is a Shakespeare adaptation, stage to screen. And we have Richard III, the 1955 version. That'll be next Tuesday, January 13th at 7 o'clock at the Michigan. Having helped his brother, King Edward IV, take the throne of England, the jealous hunchback Richard, Duke of York, plots to seize power himself. Masterfully deceiving and plotting against nearly everyone in the royal court, Richard orchestrates a bloody rise to power before finding all his gains jeopardized by those he betrayed. And this is directed by and starring Laurence Olivier.
You read your Cliff Notes in literature class, didn't you?
Yeah. Laurence Olivier, when you think of Shakespeare, you have to think of Laurence Olivier and the adaptions that he did.
What a tremendous actor. Yeah. And, you know, he's one of those guys where I had to go backward. The first thing I ever saw him in was in a remake of the movie called The Jazz Singer with Neil Diamond, right? Right? And he was just stunningly good in that movie and then had to work back through his filmography.
Yeah,
and,
Jeez.
Among the best ever, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
What is the Cozy Craft Club?
So this is the first meeting of the Cozy Craft Club, and this will be next Wednesday, January 14th at 7 o'clock, and we're showing the film Clueless, the 1995 film. As the Cozy Craft Club is a new community living room screening. So you can bring a craft, your knitting, a coloring book, crochet, embroidery, or any project.
And do that while you're watching?
You can do that while you're watching the film with the house lights, kind of up a little bit so you can see what you're doing and watch the movie. So, you know, you can come in your pajamas, bring a friend. And so this is a relaxed evening where people can watch the movie, work on a project, and, you know, the film playing in the background.
kind of fascinating social experiment.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to let me know how that goes. Mm-hmm. I assume that it moving into the future will have a lot to do with how well it does.
Yeah, it's been very well received so far, and we hope to keep this going as long as people keep as long as people are interested in it.
Excellent. Well, there are some movies that will continue to play, and that is usually a sign that they have done well enough to stay in the theaters.
Definitely, The Secret Agent is now playing at the Michigan, set during the military dictatorship of Brazil in 1977. Marcelo, former professor and technology specialist, flees a mysterious past and returns to his hometown in search of peace, and soon he realizes the city is far from the refuge he seeks. That has been doing very, very well for us. We have kept it on a bit longer than we expected it to. But you can also catch Song Sung Blue at the Michigan.
I mentioned Neil Diamond earlier.
Yeah, that's right. And Marty Supreme is getting rave reviews. That is now playing at the State. And Hamnet is also continuing at the State. And Jesse Buckley is being labeled as the sure-to-win best actress for her role in that film.
With that, we bring to a close another edition of Cinema Chat, the second of 2026, and a great year ahead when it comes to the world of films, and I hope you're going to be a part of it as Cinema Chat will continue each Thursday throughout the year. Nick Aldering, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, David.
That is Nick Aldering from Marquee Arts. I'm David Fair, and this is Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti.